This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
Colorful,
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 colorful radio.
That was Ty. He's going to be at the event that these guys were just talking about, Twilight. That's going to be on Wednesday, the 5th of August at the Jam Tree. And talking about the Jam Tree, I have DJ Soisi on the phone with me at the moment, who's also going to be there too with an event called Rom Tings. I love that word. DJ Soisi, how are you?
Yeah, man, I'm good. How are you doing? You good?
I'm awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, I'm in love with the title, Rom Tings. What's this?
Yeah, man, Jamaica Rom Tings is all about celebrating Jamaica independence, celebrating basically all things Jamaican. When Ray and Nephew, Ray and Nephew's, you don't get much more Jamaican than Ray and Nephew.
Absolutely.
Rom, that I mean, so,
yes.
Absolutely representing, man.
And you're going to be hosting the event, is that right?
Please repeat.
You're going to be hosting the event, is that right?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
I'm going to be hosting.
So tell us what's happening there. What's you know? There's it's around Brixton Splash Time, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, in and around Brixton Splash Time.
Okay, so tell us who we can expect to see there and what's, because I know I don't have you for very long. What we can expect to see there and what's happening there?
All right, so there's happening up and down the country as well, but mainly in and around the London ones. You're going to have one the 8th of August. And you're also going to have one on the 29th of August as well. But basically, you're going to expect to see people like Dillinger, Congo Natty. You're talking like Jashaka, Son Young Warrior. There's a whole host of people that are going to be there really celebrating the vibes, the Jamaican vibes.
Wicked. And I remember reading some stuff about skanking and that kind of thing, yeah?
Sorry?
I was reading some things as well to do. There's going to be like some skanking going on and that kind of thing.
Well, when there's rum and there's reggae, there's always going to be skanking, right?
And tell me, DJ, sorry. I mean, I was at the Jam not that long ago, and I'll be honest with you, because I'm sort of from back in the day when my elders were into this whole Jashaka and skanking and what have you. And I always associated that with, like, you know, the older black people. I was surprised by the amount of white people who were leaving this event listening to dub. Why has it got such a broad appeal, do you think?
Over the year, well, to be honest with you, it's the music that you feel. And just like with reggae music, man, just like any music that you feel, it transcends any kind of barrier that you can physically see with your eyes. So whether it's color or age or whatever, because people are just feeling the music. And you notice even with dub, because obviously over the years you'd had dubstep and all these other things. So it's bringing in other crowds that are interested in feeling the core of this music. You understand me? So that's what's happening.
And how long has this trend been going? Because I'll tell you another weird thing. I was at an architect launch recently. I was the only black person there, and they played dub, skanking, this kind of reggae music the entire night. How long has this been going on? Because I feel like I've been missing a trick.
It's been going on for a while, man. I remember going to a festival over in Bristol about 5 years ago. Maybe a little bit longer, because I literally landed off the plane, jumped in the car, ran to the festival and reached there about 5 minutes late. Anyway, long story short, I walked past this tent, and the tent was just playing, same thing like you're saying, just dub and, you know, rockers, mm-hmm. basically, music. And I was like, wow, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And that was dubstep at the time. So, and when I say that tent was filled with about 2,000, 3,000 people.
No way.
Skanking to this kind of music. And you have got sounds like Channel One, Jashaka, you know, Abashanti, and so on and so forth. So, yo, man, there is a movement. And then you got like Outlook Festival that's over in Croatia. All these places where the music is really, you wouldn't expect it unless you were looking for it.
Right.
But it's there. There's a big, thriving scene.
Wicked. And like I said, it's just a vibe. It's something that you feel, right?
Of course, man. You have to feel it, man. It's absolutely true and correct.
Wicked. So at the event itself, I know there's things like Ray and Nephew are going to be doing sort of like competitions or kind of hosting to do with rum, and there's going to be this record shop going on there. Are they kind of recreating a mini Jamaica in the Jam?
Of course. It's totally right. They've got this thing called a rum punch relay.
Okay, rum punch relay. Go, tell me about that.
It's basically if you imagine a relay race, But what you have is you're going to be putting all the different elements of the rum punch together down the lines and see who can do it quickly, and I suppose who's going to do the most tasty rum punch at the end of that. So all I can say is why?
Boy.
You might have to go to bed early, you know?
Absolutely. And tell me, how did you get involved in this?
How did I get involved? Well, Ray, to me, is one of those drinks that's always been in the... I don't want to give you a long old story, but I'm sure that everybody with Caribbean heritage probably shares a similar story anyway.
Yeah.
Ray Neff is a bottle of rum that's been in my family ever since I was born.
Yeah.
So I have always been familiar with Ray. So about 3-4 years ago, I had the opportunity to get involved with Ray to do a few things, and it's just been the same since that, you know? So every year it gets bigger. It gets bossy, as we say in Jamaica.
it gets
bigger and bossy, and then it's come to this point now where it's like going around and doing it, you know, with this jam, recreating the whole vibe. There's got to be dominoes there as well.
I'm going to be there. I was in Jamaica just the other day, so I need to get back there again. So it feels like I can just do that now by jumping on a bus to Brixton.
Of course.
Excellent.
So there's going to be sound clashes and everything as well.
Oh, man. Okay. And I always come out with my rum. You've got to come out with your rum. And then it's always a fight, isn't there? It's like who you owe rum to. You've got to share it out into the different bottles because it's got to spread to so many people. So, no, I'm a big Ray Nephew fan.
Family environment. So, yeah, definitely. Sharing of rum, sharing of stories, vibes, listening to good reggae music. You know, even if we know this is England, so I don't know what the weather might be like, but we'll bring the sunshine.
The sunshine, we'll make it colourful. Listen, tell us quickly what you're up to now, besides this, because we've got to cut. I'm sorry, I could only have you for 15 minutes. I needed you for an hour, but I've got it for 15 minutes. Well, tell us quickly what you're up to.
So Brixton Jam is going to be on the 8th of August. Tomorrow one's happening at Bristol, it's at a place called Lakota. On the 22nd of August, there's also a rum thing at Belgrave Music Hall in Leeds, and I can't forget the Big Chill House on the 29th of August. So I'm going to be at all of those, really hosting events. Other than that, my music, catch me on SoundCloud and all of those.
Yeah, and you've got a great website address as well. I'm going to find that again and pump that out to everyone, okay?
Yeah, www.cerity.com and everything else is Cerity, man.
Great stuff. And the hashtag is Ray Rum Tings. DJ Soisi, I adore you. Thank you so much.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.